Hello, hello und willkommen zurück zu einer neuen Folge Energy Star Talk. Ich bin's Emily und ich durfte diese Woche mit Sienna Spyro sprechen. Ich war ehrlich gesagt am Anfang ein bisschen nervös, dann habe ich aber erfahren, dass sie erst 20 Jahre alt ist und dann dachte ich mir, komm Emily, musst du gar nicht nervös sein, aber sie ist einfach so eine krass talentierte Person. Mit 20 Jahren hat sie schon richtig, richtig gute Songs und Leute, die wird auch einfach nur immer besser und besser, ich sag's euch. Ja, wir haben natürlich über ihren Hit Die on the Hill gesprochen, warum ihre besten Songs entstehen, wenn sie traurig ist und was sie an den 60er Jahren so sehr inspiriert. Das hört ihr alles jetzt im Interview. Ganz viel Spaß.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hi Sienna, nice to meet you.
My name
is Emily, I'm from Radio Energy in Hamburg. I actually saw you as well in September. At a radio event, and yeah, you sang Die on the Smile, and I was like, oh my god, because I didn't know you before then. But after that, you really, yeah, blew me away. I was like, oh my god, what a voice. Yeah, and I found out through my research that you started writing songs when you were very, very young. Do you remember the first moment when you realized, okay, yes, this is what I'm meant to do. I really want to be a singer.
I feel like I just felt like that my whole life, and it was very delusional of me and very assumptive. But it was, you know, I've been singing since I could speak, and I've been writing since I was 10. And I think it was just like a kind of tunnel vision for me, and I was just like, okay, well, this is what I'm just gonna do then. And yeah, I kind of just like only realized recently that that could have gone horribly wrong and like not worked. So I'm very, very happy and grateful that it has. But yeah, I feel like I've just always wanted to do it so much.
Well, you have the talent as well, so
thank you.
That was also something good for you. You've also said in lots of interviews that artists like Etta James or Amy Winehouse have been a big inspiration for you. What is it about these two women that made you want to do music?
I feel like it's, you know, those two and so many other artists like Nina Simone, Frank Sinatra, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha, all of those, you know, they're such pioneers for like songs and singing. And I think singing, I used to listen and, you know, you don't really know what's going on. You kind of pick up what they're doing and, you know, try and like emulate the way they use their voice. I remember I used to like hear Frank Sinatra and he'd like throw his voice and I would try and do the same thing. And then Nina was someone that, you know, was such a pioneer for songwriting and making sure, you know, artists were saying something with their music and making sure they were standing for something. And, you know, whatever that may be, she used to say, you know, something like, you know, to be an artist is to reflect the times in your music. I don't know if that's the exact thing, but something like that. And I think that's exactly true. And I think it's your job and duty as an artist to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You've also just named like so many people from like the 1960s. Your aesthetic is also very 1960s-esque. I loved your live lounge look. It was like the polka dot dress. Yeah, iconic. What is it about that era, like the fashion, the music that inspires you?
Don't know what it is specifically. I think I just have always been so connected to it. I think it might be the individualism. I think everything was just so, you know, no one was like aware of anything else. Obviously there's, you know, trends and the kind of silhouettes and stuff, but you know, there was no social media at that time. And so you couldn't go and see what someone else was doing. And it was so colorful and it was so unique and so personal that that's maybe why, but I've just always loved it. I've just always felt connected to it. The year my dad really grew up, and so he used to teach me a lot about it.
So it was your dad who kind of like showed you the 60s style and music. Cool.
Yeah.
I saw a few days ago you had a story. I think it was with your dad. Singing with him.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Is he also a singer? Is that the way? Like, did he show you those songs or like bring you to?
He showed me all the songs, but no, he's not a singer, unfortunately. Although he's not bad.
I thought it was pretty good. So maybe you'll have you should do like a duo someday.
I think so.
You said recently as well, or in other interviews, that you were a pretty awkward teenager. How much of that version still shows up in your music today?
It How much? I think it's there because it's something that never leaves you. I think it's the years that shape you the most. I think I'm so much more confident now, and I'm so, my life is so different, and I've changed so much, and I've, really, really, really amazing people around me. But that's who I am, and that's who I'll always be. Probably an awkward teenager, and yeah, I think it will always come up. It will always be there.
Yeah, and maybe that's like that teenagery person instilled inside of you is also what makes you make music. Because if sometimes when I listen to your music, it really feels like I'm reading your diary, and it's like super, super personal. How do
Yeah.
you like navigate sharing something that personal to the world?
I think I have to do it, and I have to get it out, and I have to, that's the way I do it. But I think it's kind of amazing that you can turn something really like strange and dark into something, quite beautiful, and then other people relate to it. And that's how I used to get through life, was listening to other people do the same. And I think, I don't know, I can't imagine not doing it, to be honest.
Is there a specific emotion that like really gets your creative flow going?
Unfortunately, it's being sad. I like a sad song. I'm quite dramatic, so I wish, I think you could probably tell actually by my music, but yeah, sad, being sad.
I'm also a big emotional girl. Are you, what's your star sign? What's your zodiac
I'm a
sign?
Libra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know Libras could be emotional.
Really?
I'm a Cancer, so we're like super, super emotional, get all into our feelings, but didn't know that about Libras. Yeah, let's
Maybe it's
talk
just
about,
me.
maybe it's just you. Maybe you have a Cancer is in your rising or
Maybe.
something like that.
Something like
Let's talk about Diana's Hill, your huge breakthrough song. Do you remember the first time you realized, okay, this song is big, people are loving it, maybe people recognize you on the street. When was that like moment for you?
that. Down this hill. I don't know. I don't remember one moment. I think it's just like kind of happened, and like I think the Jimmy Fallon performance was really, really crazy. That was just like I'll never get over that, and I wish I could relive that moment. And I think, kind of when I was doing it, I was like, oh my God, I'm on Jimmy Fallon, I'm singing this song. Then I was just like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
When he was holding my face and saying my name, I was like, oh, that's insane.
I bet, yeah. And I saw as well in an interview you said that the song Bohemian Rhapsody inspired you to write the song,
Yeah.
because you like mixed up the keys, and then like that's how the sound came, which I think
Nothing.
I've never heard of that like from any other interviews I've seen from people. Is there any like artist or specific song where today that came out like in the recent times where you say, okay, that song or that artist could like inspire me to make new music?
So many. I mean, there's just so many amazing artists, and I feel like there's just so many. I just got like bombarded with loads. But yeah, I think there's so many new artists, and there's so many amazing artists, and there's so many, I'm really grateful that I get to like meet some of these people, and there's a girl in the UK called Erin LeCount, and we make very, very, very different music, but I'm really inspired by her and her, ability to do she does everything on her own, which is just immense, immense talent. Not even just like the ability, but like the mental aspect of it, of just to like trust yourself. And I think I learned a lot from her. I've learned a lot from, I'd say Ray. I mean, there's so many. I'm not even going to start naming them because I feel like I would miss too many, but yeah, loads.
Yeah. And your music video for Diana's Hill is coming out in a few minutes.
In a few minutes, yeah.
Very exciting. You must be super nervous.
Yeah.
Tell me about like the way when how did you make the music video? Who came up to you? Where did you film it? Just tell me about the process.
It was so like unexpected. I was honestly not planning on doing a video, because I was just like, I just couldn't imagine like contextualizing, because it isn't about one story, it's about, a lifetime of that feeling. And usually I have ideas for all, videos. And the only way I kind of felt like I could express it was that visualizer I made. And I just got someone to film me walking down the street of New York, listening to the song, because that's where I was when it came out. And that felt like, you know, right. But then I started this friendship with Cole, who directed it, and not for any, you know, our worlds are so different, and he kind of wanted to learn a bit about my world, and he wanted to learn about, you know, jazz, and he wanted to, you know, just all this stuff that I'm into. And we became friends, and we like hung out loads, and I spoke to him about, you know, my songs and this, you know, projects and ideas I had, and you know, without any expectation of it doing anything. And then suddenly we were in London at the same time, and he was like, had this like he had this concept that he wanted to go, and I was just like, you know what, let's just do it. And it just was so cool to work with a friend, because I've had so much trouble with, you know, music videos in the past, and I'll take kind of getting out of visions and working with people. And I think he's so amazing, and he's so kind, and he's, you know, one of the most considerate people I've ever met in my entire life. So it's just kind of an honor to work with, you know, him and him as a friend.
So you like working with friends. Is that the same way about writing songs? You write your songs alone, or do you also have friends in the studio?
I definitely start everything with friends, and you have to be friends with someone. And then I usually go and write kind of all the lyrics on my own. But yeah, I love working with friends. Otherwise, I'm just like, I have no idea if it's good or not.
I also need the reassurance and
Validation.
the validation. You were talking about jazz, that jazz is like your muse and what you like in the music world. Do you ever think that jazz could like come back into mainstream and like be the next big
It
thing?
is.
It is, yeah.
Ray, Leve, I mean, it has to come back.
Yeah,
Has to
definitely.
come
And
back.
with your music as well. You're also going on tour soon. Are you excited about that? Can you tell me anything what people could expect?
You can expect new music, and I don't know. I think I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm just so excited.
Cool. And final question. It's a bit random, but I was on TikTok and I found your second account, your Cien Dog account. Can you tell me anything about that? Like, what, why you came up with that? What did you, is it just like a random, like, I just post anything I want
Yeah, kind
thing?
of. Sometimes I just like have thoughts, and like none of my friends really want to hear about them, so I just put them on there.
Why not? And then your fans can see them and they get
Then we can
your
discuss.
content. Exactly.
Conversation open, up for
Exactly.
discussion.
I love it. I love when artists do like have a little second account and you just like see their alter ego. It's amazing. Cool.
Thank
So yeah, that's it for me.
you so
Thank
much.
you
Have a
so much.
lovely day. Thank you for
You
your
too.
questions.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Jumping off, guys. Thank you so much.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.